For many people, Melbourne Cup is a fun celebration that brings an opportunity to dress up, have a punt and enjoy spring. But there is a dark side to the Melbourne Cup and the racing industry that is not always acknowledged. Not only is there issues with widespread animal cruelty and horse deaths, but this time also brings a boom in ads for gambling apps and websites. I spoke to Jared Byrne from the Salvation Army about how this can be a challenging time for problem gamblers.
I think the advertising tries to normalise winning in terms of gambling, because all of the advertisements that you see in relation to the Melbourne Cup are all geared around having fun, going to the races and winning, when the reality is that only happens for a small proportion of people. Now, there are a significant number of people who have their kind of once-a-year flutter on the Melbourne Cup, and that's fine. But for those people that have a problem with gambling, and in particular for their families and their children who are feeling the harm that's caused by the gambling, it's an opportunity for that gambling to be exacerbated because of the saturation advertising of the event. Look, I think that the additional advertising and promotion around events such as the Melbourne Cup heightens the awareness or the propensity for gambling in people that have a gambling problem.
It is normal for children to get involved in Melbourne Cup. I remember Melbourne Cup being an exciting day at school because class would stop at 2:30 so everyone could watch the race. I asked Jared if this could be damaging to children.
There's been a crossover between, historically, children looking at the horse race itself. Nowadays, you can't watch the horse race without the saturation gambling about the odds and the different ways to gamble. So Salvation Army would be asking the community and the schools to exercise caution in relation to how they display this in the schools. And we do think that it will provide young people with the idea that gambling is a good thing to do and that you can actually win.
Does the Salvation Army receive more calls for help from gamblers during this time?
Look, we do. We receive calls from people who fall foul of their gambling, but we also receive calls from people who are financially impacted by it through the Salvation Army's Money Care, which is a financial counselling service. And it's generally because people have gambled away, essential household income, basically, and are bereft of the way of meeting that need. So our doorways, our emergency relief workers, and our money care workers, our financial counsellor workers, are also impacted by this as people seek assistance to deal with the losses they've had.
So what do you recommend for people who think they might have a problem with gambling during this time?
Well, it would be better for them not to engage in things like sweeps or engage in gambling, either, online or at the tab or by one of the many apps that you can gamble by these days. It'd probably be better for them if they were to ring a help service, the gambling helpline, or ring one of the Salvation Army services to get assistance in relation to the gambling, or just to talk through, they might be experiencing cravings in relation to gambling, just to talk through that process so that they don't go and end up being further in debt and causing them and their families additional harm. If someone is experiencing problems with gambling, if they're a family member who is harmed by a family member's gambling, again, contact us at salvos.org.au. And for the gamblers, they can get some assistance there as well, and also the National Gambling Helpline.
As well as this, there are many who argue that the racing industry is highly damaging for the horses. I spoke to Jane Speechley from the RSPCA about the animal cruelty associated with the racing industry. So what harm does the Melbourne Cup and other races do to horses?
So the RSPCA is concerned, obviously, for the welfare of horses in racing. We all love the spectacle of the Melbourne Cup. We love dressing up and enjoying great food and spending time with our friends and workmates. But it's really important to remember that races like this do pose a lot of risks to horses. And the most visible risk that we see in racing is the use of whips in racing.
There's been some changes to the use of whips in recent years. So is whipping still a problem?
Whipping is still a problem. We certainly understand that jockeys may need to carry a whip for use in emergency situations as a safety device, but there's really no reason for the routine use of whips. What we know is that the research says that 98% of horses are whipped without it influencing the outcome of the race. And so we would question whether or not whips are actually necessary, and certainly they are cruel. They cause a great deal of pain to horses. We have no reason to believe they don't cause pain, and therefore we'd much rather see, you know, racing that relies on good breeding, good training and good horsemanship with really no room for a whip.
Apart from whipping, there are large numbers of horse deaths every year, some from injuries sustained on the track, but other horses don't even make it to the track. If horses aren't suited to racing, they are subjected to what the racing industry calls wastage. That is, they are usually sold to pet food factories.
Yeah, look, the figures vary. We do know that in the last 5 years we've seen four horses euthanised or subsequently die as a result of racing in the Melbourne Cup. One of our concerns with the use of whips in racing is that they can be used to urge horses, you know, beyond their natural capacity, and there are some stats around the impact of that on the horse's heart and lungs when they've really overexerted themselves, and that's why we're so concerned, you know, about the welfare of racehorses and particularly the routine use of whips in racing. So wastage is a term that the industry uses to describe the deaths of a number of horses that never make it to the track. The statistics on just how many horses that involves aren't clear, but certainly there are a number of welfare concerns in racing, from wastage and training and braking methods through to what happens to horses that, you know, do survive the track and subsequently retire.
Jane is encouraging people to get involved in their Love Parties Hate Whips campaign.
So our message this year is really that if you are among that growing number of people who feels a bit uncomfortable watching spring racing and feels a bit concerned for the horses involved, jump onto our website at rspca.org.au/whips. You can find some information there that you can read and also share with your friends and workmates. And you can also download a badge that you can pop onto your outfit just to start that conversation and to feel more comfortable in expressing those concerns.
Instead of having a bet this year, the RSPCA is asking Queenslanders to donate that money to their Bets for Betty campaign.
Particularly for listeners based in Queensland, RSPCA Queensland is running a Bets for Betty fundraising campaign. So if you want to back a sure thing this spring racing carnival, RSPCA Queensland is asking for Bets for Betty. Now, Betty is a neglected horse that's now in the RSPCA's care who has given birth to a foal. The RSPCA had received some reports of concerns for that horse's welfare, and she was subsequently surrendered by her owners. And Queenslanders can now donate via a chuffed fundraising campaign, with all funds going directly towards the care and upkeep of Betty and her foal and other rescue horses at the RSPCA. So if you jump onto chuffed.org/projects/betsforbetty, that's a great way to back a sure thing this spring racing carnival.
This is Ebony Wilson reporting for Brisbane Line.